Can you talk about the Golden Owl and what that actually is, what it stands for?
Yeah, absolutely. So the owl is a time-honored emblem in FFA, and it's really just a representative of the advisor station. They're seen as a wise person, someone you can always go to for help. So being called a Golden Owl is really just, it means that you are the wisdom in FFA. You really are, you represent that, you embody that every single day in your life.
Well, Em, seeing your face when you got that award, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but this is more of what you have done for your students and what your students have done for you. So what's it feel like being nominated as a Golden Owl? Because you've seen this. You've seen Mr. Griffin, one of our favorite teachers, was nominated. So talk about this.
I don't know if I can put into words. It's just a huge honor. It's just a huge honor that the kids took this time and the community members and the admin and everybody that took their time to write in. It's very humbling, and it just means the world to me. These kids, you know, they make it worth it. They really do. So, you know, FFA is its own beast sometimes. There are weeks when I see more of my FFA kids than I do my family, and that's okay because, you know, these kids make it worth it, and they put in the time and effort as well. And so to have them, you know, go above and beyond, I feel very honored, and I feel very special. So
does it mean, I don't want to make it sound weird, but I don't want to say more, but does it make it even more special that this is your alma mater? You actually started out here in the FFA?
It does. You know, I tell these kids all the time that, like, when I was in school, this place was home for me. This department was home for me. This is where I grew up. This is where, you know, I became who I am and got pushed out of my comfort zone to be, you know, who I am. And so that's what I always tell the kids. Like, if you need someone to talk to, if you need a place to go, like, this is it. My door is always open. And so just the fact that I'm able to do for these kids what was done for me, it means the world.
Well, I'm glad I got a chance to get out here to see this. And thank you to your administration for leaking that little tiny bit of information, just enough for us to know what was going on. But well-deserved. I couldn't be happier just because I've known you since you were little. And good luck coming up in June. I am going to make a point to be there just to see you go across stage, because I have seen you on stage before in a blue jacket, but this is going to be a little different.
It is going to be definitely different. I'll have to start thinking of my outfit now. I don't have the perfunctory official dress.
I want to know, on the side, I want to know, are you going to wear your famous braids? Because you've been wearing braids since you were a little kid.
I will probably actually try to curl my hair. I might straighten it. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Or I might just get stressed and rushed and just let it do what it does. I don't know.
That's just a side joke. All right. Well, thank you. I know you got a lot going on, and we're going to stay out here. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to do some other interviews with some of the kids that are got different programs going on out here. So, but very well deserved.
Thank you very much.